Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Welcome you back today. This being Christmas week, I want to talk a little bit today about Jesus and, you know, what kind of person was Jesus. We're celebrating his birth this week, coming next couple of days. And I think it's important that we maybe learn a little more about what kind of person Jesus was, therefore what kind of people should we be. After all, we are to strive to be more and more like Jesus every day. I also want to say a blessed Christmas season, holiday season, to everyone out there. We, like I said, we're celebrating the birth of Christ, the most glorious thing that I can think of, when the God came to earth as a baby to be a sacrifice for the sin of the world, my sins, your sins, and to give us an opportunity to accept him as our Savior and to live with him forever in heaven. And I think that that's certainly more than I deserve. I don't know about you folks out there, but it's certainly more than I deserve, and I know it's more than any of us deserve. And we just praise God for his Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But I want to talk a little, like I said, a little bit today about what kind of person was Jesus. Well, you know, what Jesus said and did while he was on earth certainly will help us to get to know him a lot better. No doubt about it. The more we learn about him, the better we can get to know him. It's like anybody. When you make a new friend, you got to get to know that friend to know what they're like, what their life is like, what their ambitions are, what their idiosyncrasies are, what their beliefs are, all of those things. And you learn that by getting to know that person a lot better. And that's exactly what you do with Jesus. You get to know him better and better, more and more as your days go on. So we will get to know him better. But, you know, more than that, through Jesus, we also get to know who God is on a much better level, a much better understanding than ever before. To understand Jesus is to understand the Father, as Jesus said many times. You know, why is that important, I guess? You know, well, you know, you need to remember that the Son is a perfect reflection of the Father concerning Jesus and God. Now, a lot of times you'll see a child who looks a lot like his dad, and it's a boy, that boy looks like you, he acts like you. Well, you know, Jesus is exactly like that with God, his Father. And, you know, like I said a minute ago, that's why Jesus told his disciples, he that has seen me has seen the Father also. That's John 14, 14:9. He that has seen me has seen the Father also. The four Bible, you know, books in the Bible, rather, known as the Gospels, which we know they're Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they tell us a lot about, more than any other books, about the life, the personal qualities that Jesus had, the things that he did, all his actions, activities, all that kind of stuff. Jesus, as we all know, was known as a teacher. Many people called him the teacher. And that's what he did. He taught. He taught people. And you know, basically, the bulk of his message was the good news of the kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven. And that's the basis of his primary message, actually. You know, God's kingdom, the heavenly government, you know. That's something that we know he taught a lot about. We need to understand that him teaching about eternity, heaven, and the kingdom is what he has promised us if we'll follow him, believe in him, follow him, repent of our sins, and become a follower of Christ himself. Jesus also made it clear to us so we can understand. Maybe you haven't understood this, but the message that Jesus gave in the Bible, he made it clear. He said, "What I teach is not mine, but belongs to him that sent me, which is God." So remember that maybe for the first time you've heard this, the message Jesus shared with everybody was the message the Father gave him to share with us. Now, we call it the words of Jesus, of course, but we also know that the Bible is God's holy writ, God's holy word. So keep in mind that Jesus was giving you words directly from God himself. And that's a very, very important thing to understand. It kind of ties everything together for you a little bit better. Jesus, for one thing, which I found to be very pertinent about things that are going on today, is that Jesus knew that God wanted us to hear the good news. He knew that. And he knew it to the point that that was his basic message. That was his primary message, actually, not just basic, but it was his primary message. That he would give the good news to the people. Now, a lot of times we ask ourselves, like in today's society, how do we witness? How do we share the gospel with other people? So to understand that, we need to look and see, where did Jesus teach? Where did Jesus share this message from God the Father at? And if we remember reading in the Bible, in Mark and in Luke both, it says that Jesus went everywhere he found people, whether it was out in the country or in a big town or a small town, villages, and he was in the marketplace, remember, and taught there. He went to people's homes. One thing Jesus did that we fail to do a lot today is that Jesus went to the people. We tend, in today's society, in 2012, December of 2012, we as a people tend to congregate in our church buildings and expect everybody to come to us. And that's not the example that Jesus showed us. It's not the example he taught us. We are to go to the people. And that's why you've heard me before say, everywhere you are, whether it's the grocery store, the gas station, the library, at your work, it just doesn't matter where you are. Wherever you are, you need to be available to spread the gospel in some way, shape, or form to the people around you. It does no good for you to harbor the gospel message within you if you're not going to share it with anybody. You have to learn to be able to share with people everywhere you are. There's always a way to open the door to sharing some portion of your belief in the Lord with that person. When people tell me, you know, I'll say, God bless you. And they say, well, bless you too. And I says, you know, if it's a guy, I'll say, you know, well, believe me, sir, he does every day. Or if it's a woman, I'll say, ma'am, he does every day. The Lord blesses me every day. And so I use something, anything I can do to get some kind of a message to them to open that door to letting them know that I'm a Christian, that I believe in the Lord, I believe in Jesus. That's what we have to do. We have to go to the people, more so today than ever. Believe me, more so today than ever. Jesus went and spread the gospel because of one reason. It was his Father's will. Jesus said, I do my Father's will. He always did that. Jesus had a compassion for people, and he knew it was the will of his Father that he would do this. In that day when Jesus was walking the earth, spreading the message of the kingdom that was to come, the kingdom of heaven, he realized and recognized that the people were basically neglected by their religious leaders, much like in today's society. Our religious leaders today have a different agenda going on for themselves. Some of the churches, it's all about how many people can we get here. Some of the other churches, it's all about what they can do to be horrible to say, but what they can do to make more money, because they've fallen into the love of money. Greed has gotten hold of them. There's so many different agendas going on in the churches today that there's so many churches that don't preach the Word of God anymore. A lot of it's self-help. I know that there's some guys out there right now that are promoting this big exercise diet plan, exercise program. I saw a clip of it on the news. They use secular music to dance around and exercise by. They've had people from other religious beliefs, non-Christians, they worked with them to come up with a program for these guys. I mean, they incorporate anything and of anything to come up with a program to satisfy the people, to make the people happier, to get people more involved. And sad to say, the more people involved, the more money in the plate. It's just a vicious, vicious circle in a lot of the churches today. So Jesus recognized that the church leaders at that day were not teaching them the truth about God and what his purpose was. And Jesus recognized that those people needed to hear the message of the kingdom of heaven. They needed to hear it. And that's one of the reasons he shared it. He saw the need. And the need is as great today, if not greater in numbers, naturally, than then. The numbers of people that are misled, the number of people that haven't heard the gospel message is astronomical compared to that day and time. So, you know, we have to understand that if we're going to be anything like what this birth that we celebrate this month, the child and what he grew to be, the Messiah, Christ himself, if we're going to be anything like him at all, we have to learn to become more like him, to do more of the things that he taught us to do, to quit following our own agenda, to make a decision that we're going to follow Christ. And to follow Christ means to do the will of the Father just like Christ told us to do. Remember when he healed people, he would say, go and sin no more. Go do the will of the Father. When they asked him, he said that, you know, I have to do the will of the Father. We have to do the will of the Father. And we have to do what Jesus taught us to do, which is what God told him. And what good's it going to do us to celebrate the birth of the Messiah this week on a Tuesday and then do nothing about it afterwards? It'll just be another day of holding up, gathering together in our little church buildings and pretending to worship God and then going out and living our own little lives. That's a false Christianity, folks. And it's sad. Happens all the time. Happening more and more all the time. And it's really sad. And it's really a shame that we have fallen so far away from what the truth of the gospel is. So my plea to you this season, this Christmas season that we celebrate the birth of Christ, is that you will reflect on who Jesus was, what he was all about, and strive to become more and more and more like him, so that you can walk out of your house to wherever you're going. Like I said, if it's to visit family, the church, to the school, to the library, to the grocery store, to work, wherever it might be, you will be able to share the love of Christ and the message of Christ with people on a more regular basis. We're out of time today. God bless each one of you. Merry Christmas to you. We love you. The Lord loves you. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do. And we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, C-A-M-P-P-O-I-N-T, two different words, Illinois, 623-6220. God bless you.